to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is good to be in the studio this morning with the Deaconess Grace Rao. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Always fun to check in with you and see what's going on in Deaconess Ministry. Now, you serve in the Office of National Mission here and Director of Deaconess Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and that keeps you pretty busy.
Absolutely.
I don't know if who has more frequent flyer miles, you or President Harrison, but you both seem to be running all over the globe.
That includes Dr. Colver as well.
Oh, that's true. The Reverend Dr. Al Colver probably traveling and a couple of people from communications who try to keep up with all of you to give us the stories and what you're doing. So where have you been recently?
Recently, I was in South Africa, Philippines, and before Philippines, I was in Liberia as well.
So South Africa, the Philippines, and Liberia. What takes you to all these places?
We have to, to answer your wonderful question, I have to get back to a little bit of history. South Africa was one of our first partner churches where we introduced the deaconess program. So it's going to be continued over there. Started with an advance incentive course as a pilot course for the deaconesses. And then they considered that it's a wonderful vocation for women of the church, and they introduced a full-time deaconess program there. So that keeps going on there. And coming back to Liberia, we started the program last year. So it'll take another 2 years for them to study and complete their course. And Philippines, we started again last year. Now the great news is thanks be to God, because Philippines, the Lutheran Church in Philippines, the seminary there has considered that they should introduce the full-time deaconess program.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to take place in June. So that means I'll be traveling frequently over there, teaching both the courses, the full-time deaconesses as well as advanced deaconesses.
Wow. So you'll be teaching deaconess courses at the seminary there. Mm-hmm. As well as out in the field,
teaching
the deaconesses out in the communities as well.
Yes. So to get my schedule going, I have to figure it out this year. Where can I squeeze in this little piece which is coming up? Because the students, and in addition to that, the Philippines are also considering to bring the lay women who are serving the church in different vocations to have a week workshop for them as well. Mm-hmm. So there are plenty of things going on. You know, one opportunity leads and paves the way to bring in more women to learn theology, especially starting off with the Luther's Catechism. Without that, there's no theology there.
Sure. It sounds like, from our conversations before, it sounds like much of the deaconess training really is rooted in catechesis, that you start off with a lot of catechesis.
Yeah, then we move on to Luther's. From Luther's Catechism, we move on to Large Catechism and then come to Book of Concord. So step by step, and it's good for me because it keeps me learning all the time.
Sure. I find the same too. When I'm teaching, I'm actually learning more just by teaching, because it necessitates that I sit down and study more. And as I'm teaching, I continue to learn more as the students raise questions. And then
you learn a lot. That's absolutely true. And this time in my Philippines class, the youngest was 14 years old and she was the smartest as well. And the challenges were to memorization. They said, we have to memorize. I said, yes, of course. You did it when you were young, but now you have to do it. So the youngest was 14 years old this time. And the oldest was a middle age. But though it was an age, difference and all that, but they were all very good. And finally, they have to write an exam as well. So
now, you certainly stay busy with this, but because of all the places that you're serving and teaching, you don't do this alone, correct? The other deaconesses travel with you or meet up with you?
Not to all the places, only to Liberia.
Okay.
Only to Liberia. We have to, I prefer a team going there. So each time a deaconess comes along, and this time to Liberia was Deaconess Cheryl Naumann, who has come along with me. And I would like to see an opportunity given to quite a few of our sisters and community, so everybody gets a chance, because nobody can afford to go to, and as a vacation and these days. So it'll be nice for them to represent the LCMS.
Sure. And so Deaconess Naumann serves in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
And so she traveled with you recently Liberia to train the deaconesses there. And I know we've talked with some of the students there before. And what's going on with the training of deaconesses in Liberia?
Right now, they're studying Lutheranism 101. We have not yet, because I'm there only for 2 weeks, you cannot complete the whole book and textbook in 2 weeks. So we completed chapter 7. So there are 27 chapters or something like that. But anyway, 23 or something. So next time I'm going to continue it. And in the meanwhile, they have to do some memorization as well. And we are 10 students over there, but those 10 students keep coming and going. And out of those 10 students, three of them had studied a year in South Africa. So...
And so you also did some instruction in South Africa
as
well.
Yes, that's how I came to know them too, in South Africa, yes. But South Africa, the full-time was Deaconess Rock Road though.
I see.
Now they moved to Ethiopia, so I'm helping them to get everything done and complete their course.
What, as a deaconess, what does it mean to have the partnerships with these, with our partner churches around the globe in this deaconess training? What does it mean to partner with these churches? Why is it important that we partner with churches all around the globe?
Lutheranism, identity of Lutheranism. That's most important for us, the scriptures and the confessions, the Lutheran confessions, because the present day, many of the partner churches are leaning towards women's ordination. And here we are very proud to say that we are still holding a beautiful Word of God and the theology which we focus on, especially the Lutheran identity. And
sure, it's not to say that women don't have a vocation in the church. Women clearly have a vocation in the church. And so honoring the God's Word and the vocations that He's given us in that. Go ahead.
And in addition, it's also wonderful to know many of them should understand the role of the public ministry and the auxiliary office as well, and where we draw the boundaries over there. So it's very interesting and very, very, very beautiful theology we have.
And it's not just boundaries that we've drawn, but rather that God has
given us the boundaries.
In defining our vocations.
Absolutely.
The gifts that He's given us and where He gives us to serve.
Absolutely.
So being able to partner with these churches around the globe helps us identify with one another who God has made us to be and what we confess as Christians.
And we have to remember many of them are diaconal leaders as well. They're serving in different areas. Maybe one is in a nurse and one must be helping with the AIDS and HIV patients. Some must be helping with domestic abuse. So it is the diaconal service as well.
Where does that word come from, diaconal service or deaconess?
That comes from a Greek word, I believe.
A Greek word, yeah.
Diakonia. So, yeah, that is mercy.
Mercy and servant.
Servant, mercy, and of course, koinonia is life together, and fellowship, and martyria is witness.
So these servants in the church will serve in a variety of ways, as you said, as some as a nurse, some in community education, some as teachers, Sunday school teachers, children's ministry in in the congregation. What a blessing to utilize use the gifts and talents of God's people, of all God's people, and to be trained and instructed in God's Word, to be catechized faithfully so that they might serve God's people faithfully through these acts of mercy, through education, things like
Absolutely. So it's all together.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, anything else? What are your next plans, next travels and courses being taught?
Europe. I'm going to Europe. I'll be in Latvia from May 9th till May 23rd. In between, I might hop into Lithuania if everything goes well. Yes, the Latvian church also have started the program for the deaconess program, and they're all diaconal leaders. I mean, they are serving the respective churches, congregations, and the diaconal centers, and even the archbishop's wife is one of my students. She serves at the diaconal center. The head of the diaconal center is like on par with my vocation. So she's also one of my students. So they are very eager. But language is a problem. We have an interpreter there. So it takes more time for teaching assignment. But they take their time off from the respective congregations and they come. And they are so wonderful students as well.
What will you be teaching when you're in Latvia?
This time I'm going to teach them history of deaconess right now.
That sounds like an interesting class.
Yes, and I'll be following the deacons and deaconesses and some other resources, especially, of course, the book, the Bible is the main resource.
Sure. It
starts from there and comes through the various times of the ages, and especially concentrating to the time of Reformation, how Luther brought the notion of pastoral education, theological education for pastors, and Leah comes in and brings them, the deaconess and Leah and Fliedner.
And I would imagine you probably look at the reference to Phoebe in the New Testament.
Yes, absolutely. There we go. It starts from there.
Sure.
And how Paul addressed, I mean, Paul also says that women can serve and silence. You know, that's the main thing when you have to be silent in the church. That's the main focus. They say, oh, what are we supposed to do then? So
off to Latvia next. Well, we've been talking with Deaconess Grace Rao. She's the Director of Deaconess Ministry in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Deaconess Grace, always good to catch up with you, and looking forward to talking with you soon on Faith and Family in the coming weeks as
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
God's blessings. We'll talk to you soon. More His Time coming up right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.